This is called Beard Beer.
Oh no. No. No.
It's not a play on words. This brew contains a wild natural yeast from brewmaster John Mayer's beard. Yes. Once
Why?
you get past the fact you're drinking microorganisms from some guy's
I'm
beard.
not getting past that. I'm sorry.
Drums, please.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmere. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, so it's summertime.
Oh, it is.
Supposedly.
It is. You can feel it around you.
Yes, you can. You can feel like it's summer is upon us, as we say. Summer is coming upon us. And so, I want to kick off with talking about summer jobs.
Oh yeah.
So my first
nothing like a summer job
was I worked in an ice cream parlor. It was an ice cream parlor / video store. Score, and it was like 1987. So I was all about the VHS tape and a pint of ice cream.
Oh my gosh,
that was a fun job.
And you liked it?
I loved it. It was my first job.
How was your arm?
Strong,
so you could really scoop it out.
Yes, I could really scoop it. And it was hard because some of the flavors have less butter fat content, mm-hmm. and they're like Rocky Road and things like that. They were really, really hard. Anything that had pieces in it, mm-hmm. you really had to have a nice throwing arm to get to it.
Was it just a mom-and-pop ice cream shop?
Mm-hmm. It was a mom-and-pop, and then on the other side of the store was a huge VHS rental.
Oh, my gosh.
And they also would develop pictures.
Oh.
So I was like 13. I was like, I can't. It's and next
That's
door
heaven.
To it. There was a store that sold tapes.
Oh, my gosh.
And there was a Mega across the street because I've always been fiscally conservative. So I put my paychecks over there to stop myself from spending all my money.
Oh, gosh.
But I got to see, I've seen every movie in the 80s because we get a free rental and free ice cream every night.
What do you, I mean, perk. What's better than that?
I have no idea. There were no cute
young.
Boys.
Oh,
we had one boy, but he wasn't cute. He looked like a bird. How about yourself? What about summer? Did you have any
my
awesome
first,
summer jobs?
No, my first summer job was an ice cream parlor as well.
Wow. So was Greg's. That's weird. Oh, what were we born in, like 1910? I rode in my velocipede.
It's like I made malted.
Yes.
I made a nice malted. And two straws, please.
Yes.
No, it was at a Baskin-Robbins. I'll say it.
Okay. I think Greg was at a Baskin-Robbins. Oh, no, Friendly's. I think it was a Friendly's.
But it was in Boulder Run, which was the shopping center in Wyckoff, New Jersey.
Okay. Oh, that's how it's pronounced?
Okay. Wyckoff?
Yeah. That was Wyckoff.
No, Wyckoff. And it was a horrible job. The boss was he was just mean. He was just not a
how
fun person.
How can you be mean and run an ice cream place?
Because it's a chain, and he was just like, this is another... Just
another
you know, this is
job.
A franchise. You know, it's his franchise that he owned, and he wanted it to go right, but he just.
Oh no! Okay, so he was the boss was the franchisee.
Yeah.
That's tough because they're counting every penny.
Yes, yes, and the ice cream was hard to scoop. And like
on
that,
top of other things,
yeah.
Did you have to wear a uniform of any kind?
I had to wear some kind of shirt. I think with Baskin Robbins or whatever it was, and.
Because uniforms back then weren't as corny as they are, as they've become, I feel like, demeaning.
Yeah, I think I was 13, and I didn't like it very much. And then after a few weeks, I wanted to quit, and so I quit. Yeah,
did you call him into your office? Did you just step behind a rocky road for a second?
Well, I didn't know. No job experience. I didn't realize that you had to give notice.
You just rolled out?
It was just like, I need to go. And he threw a fit and said, you can't do that. You have to give 2 weeks' notice. And I was so upset.
He should have known that you didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
How can you speak to a 13-year-old? God damn it. What? You're leaving me like this in the lurch? You're probably like, I just don't want to do this anymore.
Exactly.
I don't really like ice cream or this job. Yeah. This t-shirt's corny.
Yeah. And I ended up, I think I gave him a few more days. And then my mother's like, you just don't go.
Just don't go? Way to teach a good lesson there, a good work habit.
God.
You kept it for three more days. Just roll out.
You know. But yeah, it was awful. I didn't like it very much, that job.
Did your friends work there?
I had a friend who worked there, but then we...
Is that how you got the gig?
Yeah, so I thought we'd work together, and I thought that would be fun, but then he split us up.
Oh.
And so we had to work with other people,
no.
And it wasn't fun.
Yeah, I worked there. My best friend at the time got me the job there. And then another one of our friends worked there.
Yeah.
And it was just like all of us, you know, hanging out together.
Oh, so you had a nice experience.
Yeah.
I was with
and it
like,
was non-chain.
Oh.
So it was, you know, it was a little looser.
Oh, yeah. And the worst part was when you had to work with the owner those days.
Yeah, our owner, actually, he had either 5 or 6 girls. And so he was like, I have no interest in hanging out with you girls at all. I've got 5 girls at home, like, around, you know, between the ages of, like, 8 and 16. Yeah. And he was just like, he came over very sparsely. He'd be like, how you guys doing? He'd be like, hey, he's out.
Yeah, it's like, enough.
He didn't want any part of it. He was just surrounded by teens, you know, yeah,
he
day
just,
and night.
Yeah, so he just wanted to sit in the park and read a paper on a bench. Yes. That's all he wanted.
And it was funny because the more he didn't want to talk to us, obviously the more we wanted to talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
So we were, I don't know what his name was, Jeff, but we were always like, hey, Jeff. You know, you could be the teen sometimes, like, hey,
yeah,
Jeff, can you show us how to, like, do this or this? And he's just like, oh, you guys know how to do this. Just torturing me. He was a really nice guy. He was cool and we liked him.
Oh, I'm jealous of your experience. I wish I had one like that.
Oh, I got worse later at other jobs.
But I'm not happy that you had worse later. You know, that doesn't make me feel better. Why would you say I'm so glad you had a horrible crappy.
That was it. That was like the highlight.
Oh.
From then on. I mean, I worked at summer camps too, and that was fun. But other like kind of summer job things I had. Like I worked 1 year at going around to the movie theaters and collecting, to seeing what the amounts are when they say like how many tickets were sold.
Yeah.
And so I would go around the movie theaters and collect the ticket sales numbers and then report them into like Warner Brothers or whoever it was, mm-hmm. who was like put on whatever the rating system was that put it all together. And it was an okay job until I saw what happened in the making of the popcorn. And then I was like, I never again.
Oh, no. What is the secret of the popcorn?
The secret of the popcorn is that it's nasty and dirty, or it used to be. Those things were never cleaned out properly. At the end of the night, they would put all of the popcorn that hadn't been popped into trash bags, like clean trash bags.
Yeah.
And then the next day, before they made fresh popcorn, they would put that back in, put a little fresh popcorn in and mix it in. But it's also the same thing of, like, you know, popcorn seems so great.
Yeah.
And then when you see a lot of it, like trash bags and trash bags of it, it kind of makes you sick. Same thing with ice cream.
Okay.
Ice cream is fun. Yeah. But when you're looking at, you know, 100 gallons of it, it's not as fun anymore.
Yeah.
So
the mystery is.
Yeah, the mystery is gone.
And it's not magical anymore.
And I got to see what it was like to work in a movie theater, and I was like, man, this teen job sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it was not fun for them at all.
Man, I liked babysitting because you could eat the food and play video games.
Yeah, and if the people have a nice house, you can hang out in a nice house all day.
Right, and watch cable.
Yeah, and it's fairly easy from what I remember. So summer jobs for young people nowadays, apparently it's really hard because of the recession. Old-ass people have been taking up all the, like, jobs that teens used to have. It's just weird because when I went home to visit my mom, we went to, like, some little, like, fast food kind of restaurant, and we were being served by young people. Which never happens in New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
Never.
No,
like, I was like, oh my God, at the supermarket, even in my mom's town, teens.
Yeah.
At the counter, I was like, yeah, this is what I remember. Right? Like, this is how it's, you know. So it says teen unemployment has been down the past couple of years. High-paying positions are opening up. So that means that there won't be as much competition for low-paying jobs that teens could do. So they're saying that this summer, it's going to be good for teens out there. However, they're saying that most of the jobs available are in traditional places like retail, recreation, and food service. He's also saying people should look beyond city or state jobs to find jobs that may provide food and lodging.
Oh.
So I guess like...
And lodging, ew.
Like either summer camp or I don't know any other... Like amusement park?
Ew. You mean living in an amusement park?
Yeah, that's what they do. They live in... it's kind of... I guess it's fun. I don't know.
No.
I have no idea. With a bunch of carnies. And it says there's some unusual jobs that they've seen out there, including space camp counselor at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville. That kind of sounds like fun. And then they're a master of fun and games at Camp Augusta in Nevada City, California, which involves designing and organizing intricate evening programs and daily class stations.
The master of fun and games has like a coat with tails and a top hat.
Yes, and he eats children.
Yes.
Even though he is a child.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. But then there's stuff like paintball referee. This sounds like an awful job.
That is like a bullseye target written on you.
And then birthday party host. I've had that job before
when
I was younger. It is terrible. It's a bunch of kids whose parents are too fucking lazy to put together a party or do anything at the party. So basically what I did was I was all the moms while the moms sat around and complained and got drunk. And I had to entertain their asshole kids. This was like birthday. You know, these birthday parties.
These asshole children.
The assholes were about 8.
Okay.
9. Right. Sometimes 10.
All right.
And they were just awful because there are all these parents standing around not doing anything.
Right. So they understand this and they're going to press the boundaries. They're going to test you.
Yes.
And they know the parents aren't going
to
do anything.
They know the parents are drunk, not paying attention, or just bourgeois.
Yeah.
Whatever the situation may be. So they're saying, yeah, young people out there should think non-traditionally. It says the minimum wage now is about $7.25. It's still, I remember when it was $5.25, and that was when I was 13. That's not good. Hmm. Like, as a teen nowadays, I don't know, I think if you're only making $7.25 an hour and then you got to pay taxes, maybe you should just come up with something, like, creative on your own.
No kidding.
Like, you need to do a startup at this point.
Well, I think everyone should go through an experience, though.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
They should. But, I mean, if you're not even getting, I mean, $7.25, that's rough. That's hard, even for a teen.
Right.
All right, what do you have?
Well, you know, instead of working, some people, you know, have a life of leisure.
Okay.
Maybe they make a little more than minimum wage or less than minimum wage, and they like to go to the Hamptons.
Yes, those people. They're making slightly more than minimum wage.
Yeah, right.
I have never been to the Hamptons. Not really interesting to me. I'm just thinking of, like, drunk celebrities.
Yeah.
That I don't care about.
It's upscale. It's a lot of celebrities. It's for the very wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I won't say it's upscale. I'll say it's for the wealthy.
For the wealthy. Okay, right. right. Okay, so then I came across, well, if you go to the Hamptons and you're dating, these are the unwritten rules for dating in the Hamptons.
Somebody wrote them down?
Yeah.
Right. These are the unwritten rules of dating in the Hamptons.
Okay.
So I'm dating, I'm already in a couple.
No. You're looking for someone
to
date.
I'm out there.
You're on the hunt.
Okay.
And this is what you need to know.
This is what I need to know. Okay.
Okay. So the only direction to date is up, which means...
I'm going to date to the side.
Woo! It doesn't necessarily mean richer or smarter or of higher social standing.
Well, what the hell does it mean? Sorry to get aggressive, but I mean, frankly, there's nothing left now.
They have to be at least in your league, if not slightly higher.
What's my league? Bush League. I don't know what my league is.
We got to figure out your league and then just be like parallel a little higher.
So, I mean, what about the person who's a little higher? Shouldn't they be looking up in their league as well?
Yeah, they should be, but sometimes, you know, you run out of time.
You're like, my league is full.
Right.
I'm a pinch hitter for my league.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the only way to become better at tennis players is to play with someone who's more proficient than you?
That's how I feel bad about myself.
Yeah. here's another rule. You can never be too rich, too thin, but you can be too eager.
Okay. You can be too thin.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
How many times have we heard that no one likes an overeager beaver, especially in dating?
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, we're all going to keep on being reminded of that until some people finally learn how to tone down that foolishness.
This got personal. You don't know my life. This got really personal. Is this what the Hamptons is all about?
As much as it's human nature to be flattered by attention, people tend to be turned off by too much of it.
Okay. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And see, I feel like people in the Hamptons will be all about it.
You know, you look nice today.
Thank you. Anybody else? No, that's it?
Even if you swear on your first dog's grave that the attraction...
It's that level of shallow. Like, it's a shallow grave.
Yeah.
Just like the person.
That the attraction was instant and mutual. Be sure to take into account that additional giddiness factor of summer and tack on at least half a day to think...
I'm in the Hamptons. Am I not drunk on champagne?
Think before you send the text. Give it more time and think before you send the text. That's what they're saying.
Summer's short.
I know.
It's a good thing I'm not single right now because I'd probably be doing all this BS. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, once you're over 30, it's like, whatever.
Yeah. Another rule, steamy July nights are the best breeding ground for nocturnal confessions.
Ew.
I know, right?
None of this sounds good. It sounds like you need to protect yourself from these nocturnal confessions.
Want to get someone to share their true feelings?
Get them drunk.
Yeah.
On a steamy night.
Or at least have feelings in the first place.
Yeah.
Go outside at night. Take your shoes off. Sink your feet into the cool grass or sand or water. And look for falling stars.
Huh?
That's what you need to do.
Just on your own?
No, with the other person.
Okay.
And get them to talk.
Okay.
Get
them to talk.
Yeah. Another rule.
You better talk, see? I got questions, see? Like, what?
You need your nocturnal confession.
Yeah. I'm going to get your confession. I'll beat it if I have to. With this polo stick, see?
Our shoes off.
Yeah. Shoes off. It just starts there. Get in the water.
You want...
Yeah, we're just starting with the ankle, so keep moving.
The next rule, getting some is good. Getting some on a beach house on the beach is better.
Okay. Yeah. Except I'm going to get some in a beach house on a lawn.
Yeah, the temptation to snog on the beach is understandable.
Even with the faux British terminal, you know, yeah. My God.
Even if you have the beach blanket as big as Rhode Island, save any greater intimacies for indoors.
Yeah, a couple just got arrested and sentenced to 15 years for sex on the beach in Florida, people. Uh-huh. It's no joke. I think it's a bit excessive.
That's 15 years in prison?
Yes.
For having sex on the beach?
Yes, for having sex on
the beach. There had to be more to it.
No, I read the whole thing, and I was quite shocked to find out that it was just some asshole judge. And they have to register as sex offenders.
Really? Do they have a past? Was this an offense? It's got to be more.
No, the woman didn't have a past. I think they offered her 12. The guy committed like a minor crime a couple of years earlier.
Wow. 15 years.
15 years for sex on the beach.
Wow.
Because America. Okay.
Another rule is hold your head high during the walk of shame. Share house edition.
Okay. What?
Oh, yeah. Wear it loud and proud. So when you do the walk of, you know, and why call it the walk of shame?
Why, yeah.
You know what?
It's only shameful if you just got on with somebody awful.
Yeah.
Like we've all, I've done the walk of shame maybe once or twice. Usually it's like a parade.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Da-da-da-da.
Yeah, you see everybody. You
know, why am I ashamed?
There's a ton of people out at the same time.
Yeah.
You are
all walking. All walking the walk of shame.
Yeah. Go.
Why not?
Just do it. Who cares?
Yeah.
Why are you ashamed? The guys aren't ashamed.
Yeah, put your underwear in your bag and just keep it moving.
Right. In the Hamptons, you may be the one, but probably not the only one.
Okay.
I'm
sorry, is everybody like 15 out there? What's going on?
I know. Keep it in mind that if you think that your summer love might actually last till fall, possibly beyond, then remember that.
Yeah, because he lives on the Upper West Side and you live on the Lower East Side, so it's probably not going to work.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's really hard.
That's hard. Yeah, you might have to use public transportation.
You're right.
And you don't do that.
And just, you know, if you really like him in the summer, you know, there's still August that you have to deal with. So they both might find someone a little bit better.
Yeah, by that time.
Yeah. Let's see.
It sounds like an awful place.
What happens in the share house stays in the share house. You know it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Everyone knows about it. There's probably like a sharehouse.com where everyone talks about it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going any. I mean, I guess these people are a lot younger, but I'm sorry. I don't go places where I have to share a house. It's not my kind of thing. Sorry. Yeah.
Since temptation abounds.
Is there a share maid? Like, what's going on?
Oh, right.
You know?
Right.
A share cook? I don't know.
Just get your own place.
Yeah.
Be done with it. Since temptation abounds, resisting it is usually futile.
Okay.
Summer can be tough that way. Everyone's showing some skin, exercising more, and working that fake bake.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fact. Everyone looks cuter in the summer. Just be aware that the summer sun can create attraction where there might not be any, say, in the dreariest of November.
Wow, that's like sunstroke.
So they may not be very good looking in the winter. That's what they're saying.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, this sounds like the most shallow place on earth. I've never been out there. I haven't been to the Jersey Shore either, but I'd rather go to the Jersey Shore because it seems like I could have a good time.
And Jersey Shore is fun.
This sounds like a bunch of people pretending to be things that they are not.
That's right. It's just like this magically weird place.
I guess. It's not, you know, it's sand. Like on the water. I don't know what to say. So I have here, I went to summer camps and I really enjoyed my time at camps. I was a camp counselor for a while too. And this is for if you cannot go to camp for whatever reasons, I brought you some camp skits.
What?
That you can do. Yeah, some camp skits.
Camp skits.
Yeah. Oh, right. So, like, in the evenings at camp, obviously there's not a lot of entertainment or ready-made entertainment. Mm-hmm. The campers put on skits sometimes. Like, it's theater games. Things like that. Theater sports, theater games, improv games, skits, and things like that. So, here are some from the Ultimate Camp Resource. It says, for camp people, by camp people. If you ain't never been to camp, don't worry about camp, basically.
Just get out of here.
This skit is called A Typical Day in NYC.
All right.
Description. Skit begins with a narrator saying that it is a typical day in NYC.
All right.
At that point, two campers, older or bigger campers, enter from stage left.
Older or bigger ones. That's really nice.
One enters from stage, larger campers, yeah. from stage left. One comes up from stage right, and they leisurely walk past each other to the other side of the stage.
Allegedly.
Midway across the stage, the lightest campers pass between the two older campers. The lightest ones.
Oh, this is going to horrify people psychologically.
Narrator, stop. Let's rewind and play this in slow motion. So the campers act like they are in rewind and walk in reverse back where they started. Then they start to walk on the opposite side of the stage again. They do the whole thing in slow-mo because it's a typical day in New York City.
So people don't walk slow anymore.
They're replaying it. They're giving you slow-mo. But when the two campers meet the little camper, they pick him up, shake him upside down. At this time, all the money, watch, and valuables should fall to the ground. Two campers return to put the lightest camper back to his feet and collect everything that fell out of his pocket. All three continue to walk to the opposite side of the stage as if nothing had happened. This is a typical day in New York City, a.k.a. the pickpocket skit.
That's horrible. I have on so many levels. First of all, you know, body size shaming people.
Well,
and then
they're doing it because they have to be able to pick him up and shake him upside down.
I know, but still. But it doesn't matter because it's going to be like, oh, I was the light one. I was pickpocketed. So we all know that you were like the little thin
kid. Small one, yeah.
And then not everyone is pickpocketed. And that's not how they do it anymore.
No, that is not how they do it anymore. Pickpocketing, it's a little bit old school, but I like this as a typical day in New York City. Here's another one. It's called Auto Trip.
Okay.
Players sit in a circle and are assigned the names of auto parts, i.e. hood, wheel, door, etc. The storyteller tells the story of an auto trip.
No auto trip.
What else? As the player tells the story.
You're auto tripping, yes. Jaquetta.
As the player tells the story, the parts mentioned get up and follow him or her. When the storyteller yells blowout, each player scrambles for a seat, and then the one left behind becomes the next storyteller. So it's like a duck, duck, goose kind of thing.
Or like a musical chair.
With the musical chairs. Yeah. So these are some fun camp activities
you
can play.
Well, that's kind of
fun. Yeah, I like the skit one. I find, I don't like the way they executed it, but I like the idea of doing something and then doing something in slow-mo.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like the slow-mo.
I also have a tale from Der Campfire.
Do you?
Yeah. So Tales from the Campfire is a segment that we do where we find tales on the internet, tales of horror, of myth, of murder.
Of ghosts.
Of mystery. Of the paranormal, and we can tell them here on the digital campfire.
So gather around, listeners.
So, Ringwood Manor is the title. This is from the Ultimate Camp Resource. Ringwood Manor.
Ringwood, is that the Ringwood, New Jersey?
Ringwood Manor, you say? I'm reading. That's Ringwood Manor, you say?
Yes.
A lovely old house, but no place, my child, to go after dark with no moon. Built in the 1700s, the original house...
Moon, maybe.
...was a collection of smaller buildings patched together to create a manor. The current manor house was built by Martin Ryerson in 1807. Ringwood Manor was the home of General Erskine, who ran the ironworks.
That's Ringwood. Yeah. Erskine Lake. Right, sure.
Ringwood Manor, you say?
Yes. Yes.
General Erskine was a geographer and surveyor general for General George Washington. Wow, there's a lot of generals in this.
Yeah.
During the Revolutionary War, of course.
Why not?
What does that mean?
Yeah, tell us.
It means, dear, that he made maps. He also died of pneumonia during the war and was buried at the manor. And have you been to Ringwood Manor?
I know about it, okay. Actually, but I didn't know that it was involved in a ghost story.
It is now. Ringwood Manor overlooks a small pond surrounded by lovely gardens, which are perfect for a ramble in the daytime.
In the daytime, mind
you. But at night.
What happens?
Ellipses. Well, it's at night that the ghosts walk. Where, you say? My, you're curious. Like this, I love these like camp tales. It's like, well, there are three different places that are said to be haunted. If you wander the halls of the manor house at night, you might meet the ghost of a housemaid.
Mm-hmm. Come on, let her be.
A house who haunts a small bedroom on the second floor. It says she was beaten to death in this room.
That's
bizarre.
So sad.
Whether there's any truth to it, I don't know. But my friends tell me they heard noises coming from the empty room. Footsteps, sounds of heavy objects dropping, soft crying. And they keep finding the bedroom door ajar and the bed rumpled. The other ghosts, you say?
Yeah, tell us about the other ghosts, Jaquetta.
Back behind the manor pond is the grave where General Erskine is buried. The local people of the area, local New Jersey.
Right.
The local people are afraid to come to this place, but tourists don't care.
Yeah.
Because at dusk, general Erskine can
we
be
go
seen.
Wherever we want.
We don't care. We're not from here.
Yeah. You're the ones who have to live here.
Yeah. General Erskine can be seen sitting on his grave, gazing at the pond. It is said that there's an unmarked grave filled with the remains of French soldiers who fought with Rochambeau.
So he sits on the grave of French soldiers.
No, he sits on his own grave.
Oh, okay.
And he looks out at this unmarked grave of French people.
He's like, look, I put you there.
Yeah.
Don't bother getting up.
During the day, you can see a depression in the grass near his grave. But after dark, the dead come to the manor pond to walk along. Sometimes you can hear soft, sad voices speaking French. So go ahead and visit Ringwood Manor. So it's in Ringwood State Park in Ringwood, New Jersey.
Right.
So you've been there or you just heard about it?
I've had family that has lived in Ringwood.
Really?
Yeah, but and they never told me anything about this.
Typical.
Because they don't want me as a tourist coming by. Because they won't go.
Well, they're not allowed to go because they're local people.
Yeah.
And if they're local people, they'd be freaked out by it.
Right.
If they're real local people.
They're the real.
If they're actually Ringwoodians, as it were. So what do you have?
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Saltmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
Okay, I have people who are born in the summer.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to hear about myself.
11 surprising facts about people born during the summer.
I better be surprised.
Yeah.
Is this just like any time in the summer?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
If you have a summer baby, welcome to the club. There are more babies born in the summer than in America than any other season.
But that makes sense, because if you count back.
Yeah, yeah. So, certainly not a bad time to give birth. There's less fear.
Certainly, go right ahead.
Go for it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
There's less fears about germs and getting your baby sick and plenty
really?
Of sunshiny days for backyard birthday parties.
So yeah, you're hot as hell.
You know.
Yeah. I had too many people at my birthday party. Too nice.
Yeah.
I preferred that yours, where your face is pressed up against the glass.
Oh, yeah, but
and
winter,
no one
maybe.
Shows up. That would have been me. I would have liked that.
Nobody came to my party.
Yeah, that's fine. I eat all the cake myself. Good for me.
Let's see. But what does it mean for you now that you're grown up? What does this mean? What kind of person are you that you were born in the summer?
Me.
Okay.
Easy. All right, go ahead.
Do you think you're destined for mediocrity?
Yes, I do. That's what it says there.
It says here, you think your little Cancer or Leo is bound for the stars? Well, think again.
They're bound for the gutter.
They looked at the birth dates of CEOs of S&P 500 companies, and they found only 6.1% were born in June.
Okay.
And 5.9% in July.
Okay.
If you're born...
So there's still a chance.
Yes, right. You still could be in there. They're klutzier.
Be a CEO. I don't even work for a company. How's that going to work? Like, I'm just going to boom.
Right.
Look, I got this 5% of chance I'm going to be at the top of this, so watch my dust, people. You'll be looking at the back of me getting smaller and smaller as I move away from you plebs.
As I go up that ladder.
What are you, born in November? Get to stepping.
They're klutzier. Well, you're a June bug is anyway. It says babies born in the fall are better athletes than their peers.
Okay.
Is that
really?
Weird?
That is weird.
And they're much better than people born in April, May, or June.
Screw them. They get picked last. Can you imagine kids being like, what's your sign again? Oh, well, hell no.
You're April? Get out.
Be the first one knocked out in dodgeball.
Okay. They're less depressed, apparently.
Who?
The people born in the summer.
Somebody will tell us that, please.
Yes. Sunshine does really equal a sunny, happy disposition.
I'm sorry. Are you not getting the sunshine that I'm getting in the summertime? Is that what it is?
I guess. That's what they say. They weigh less at birth.
Okay. But we catch up.
Sleek.
We catch up.
This is my sinewy baby.
I'm still working off the baby fat.
Yeah, they're more likely to be dyslexic.
Okay.
I don't get that.
I don't get that either. Probably it's hot. Maybe on the way out. I don't know.
Yeah, they don't say why. It's hot on the way out.
I don't know. They don't know which way to go. Turn left.
They're smarter if they're female.
Oh. So. Well, if they're female, they're smarter.
Anyway. Any time of the year. Right.
Yes.
Guys.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now you see, we've got proof, right here.
Yeah, men born in June had less brain power.
How about the penis? Nothing.
The women had more.
Okay.
Their penises. That should be a penis study. For they the don't matter. Yeah.
Men born in June. Forget about it.
Yeah. Babies born in the summer are more wild. They're naughtier.
Really?
Yeah.
Naughtier?
Yeah.
Okay.
They
don't care.
Yeah. They have a temperament. They fidget. But they also have the ability to make friends.
When they're not fidgeting and pissing people off. Yeah. They can make a buddy.
Yeah. They're optimists.
Oh, really? Once again, someone please tell us that.
Yeah.
So speaking of summer, one of my favorite things about the summertime is blockbuster movies.
Oh,
and there's
you
a
love them.
Bunch of stuff coming out. We already told you about Sharknado, and it's coming out, I think, June 22nd. Jurassic Park is dropping.
Blockbuster is stretching it a little bit thin.
Mockbuster. But here's another, I'm calling this one a dickbuster. It's Magic Mike XXL, hashtag penis news.
Okay.
So Magic Michael.
As his grandmother calls
yes.
him. Michael. Michael, dear.
Magic Mike XXL.
Dear, honey.
Sorry,
I got
double
you a card. There's a 20 in it. But there's 20 singles in it for
yes.
you.
Here you go.
Damn. Happy birthday.
So it's Magic Mike XXL, not okay. XXL. Oh. That hasn't happened yet. It reunites Channing Tatum, Matt Bomer, Joe Manganiello.
I like him.
Kevin Nash, Adam Rodriguez, and Gabriel Iglesias. Stars, they say, of the 2012 worldwide hit Magic Mike.
Love that movie.
So I watched the video. Listeners, as Katie would say.
Yes.
Do yourself a favor. Watch this video. It is hilarious. The story picks up 3 years after Mike, Magic Mike as it were, bowed out of the stripper life at the top of his game.
Michael,
and so
drive
now,
me to the bank.
Now he finds the remaining kings of Tampa.
Oh, no.
Likewise, ready to throw in the big sweaty towel. Big sweaty, my own words. But they want to do it their way. All burning right. down the house and one last blowout performance in Myrtle Beach. With legendary headliner Magic Mike sharing the spotlight. So as I'm watching the video, so it's like, we got to do one last show. And they do a road trip for some reason to that show because they suck. And on the way, they stop in Jacksonville and Savannah to reacquaint.
What if they don't like to fly?
I don't know. Strippers don't like to fly. They stop in
Jacksonville. Strippers don't fly. That's what they
strippers
should,
don't fly.
There should be a song, Strippers Don't Fly, and they should dance to it.
On their road trip, they meet up with Andy McDowell.
No.
Of Footloose fame, they say here. So, I mean, come on. They meet up with her and her friends, Elizabeth Banks. Jada Pinkett looks like she's playing like a pimp kind of role in this one. So that when the guys come out, she's the announcer. And she's like, ladies, are you ready to be exalted? Are you ready to be worshipped? This is the total opposite of what a strip club is like if it's a female strip
club.
Right. And these guys are going insane. I mean, they're doing full-on tableaus.
Really?
Pardon the pun. Like, it's all
I love there. A tableau.
Amber Heard is in it. Donald Glover, Stephen Boss.
Oh, come on.
Michael Strahan.
I have nothing against Donald Glover, but keep him out of this.
He's going to be in it. He's going to be all up in it. Magic Mike XXL is directed by Emmy Award-winning director Gregory Jacobs. He's done a lot of stuff with Steven Soderbergh. Steven Soderbergh is not directing this one. I guess he's had enough of the stripper films.
Yeah.
As one does. And it's going to come out. It says it's set for release worldwide beginning July 1st, 2015 from Warner Brothers. My problem with this press release is, where are all the puns at? Are you kidding me?
No, I think that they're going for a different angle this time.
They're giving, like, the clips that I've seen are so over the top. It's camp.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't
they're
wait to
giving,
see this.
Like, there's one a scene where, you know, it's hot and there's just a regular woman working at, like, a gas station and the strippers come by and they want a drink of water.
Oh, okay.
And that turns into a whole
thing.
Scene.
Yeah.
You know, and then at one point, Magic Mike, I guess he's making those hideous furniture.
Oh, don't
he wanted
don't
to make,
on.
And he's welding. And that turns into a whole scene. Right. So there's not just dancing. There's just full-on, like, campy, erotic scenes throughout.
Good.
This actually might be worth something checking out.
That is the way the movie should have been made in the
yes,
first place.
Yes, it should have been funny.
I think that I talked about this, the first one, in a previous show from ages and ages ago.
Because this came out years ago.
Yeah, and the opening was way too long.
Yeah.
They were on a construction site.
Nobody cares about your damn furniture. It was hideous anyway.
I know.
Like, who cares?
You're not artistic.
No.
You're not good.
But you can dance.
Yeah.
So maybe stick with that.
Yeah.
So I just love the idea of it's like, all right, guys, one more show.
He needs to, in the movie, put a fitness video together of men stripping. And then he makes all his money that way.
Kind of like a Billy Blanks type of situation, but with strippers.
Right.
On the other side note, there's a little known film out there about black male strippers called Chocolate City that's getting no press and no love whatsoever. I looked at the poster. Each guy has like 14 abs. I don't know what the problem is.
Oh, my God.
If you're into that... If you can't wait for Magic Mike to come out,
then go see Chocolate City.
Or you
City.
Like, you know, a darker shade of soul.
Okay.
Chocolate City.
Chocolate City's for you.
Yes, Chocolate City.
Oh, my God.
So that's one of the many awesome films coming out this summer. Okay. What do you have?
I have here beer news.
Oh, nice. Summer is a great time to drink a beer.
Oh, it sure is.
So a black time is a good time to drink a beer.
Any time is a good time to drink a beer. And you know what, listeners? We probably should have the... synchronized time where we chug a beer.
Hey, you know what? Beer chug. We talked about this. So we think that we should have it Friday
at 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock.
So Friday at 6 o'clock throughout the summer, chug a beer.
Chug a beer.
And we'll be doing it too.
Probably, yeah.
Somewhere. And so you'll be drinking with
us. You'll be drinking with us.
And we're drinking with you, more importantly.
Yeah, we toast to you.
We don't want to drink alone.
No. No one wants to drink alone.
And we need you to do that.
We need you.
Okay, so this is the best weird brews of summer.
Okay. Oh, no.
You know, so you've had the blueberry... beers, and you haven't tried the ones made with oysters, pizza, or donuts.
There's a good reason why I haven't done that.
There's a few more here that I took a look at.
But don't go buy oysters like that's okay. Like, is that a real thing?
I guess it's a real thing, but I'm going on to some more things.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. This one is called the Humidor Series India Pale Ale.
Is it a cigar?
It's like a cigar. God. The beer plays up Tampa's Latin roots by aging the brewery's IPA in Spanish cedar, the same wood used to make cigar boxes.
Okay, so there's no actual cigar in it.
No,
sadly.
it's just in wood used to make cigar boxes.
Okay.
So it has notes of pepper, sandalwood, and white grapefruit.
Oh, they say,
but
yeah.
Then Dogfish Head Brewery in Delaware, they have this. 3,500-year-old recipe that they use.
From Delaware is like a couple years old. Okay.
Apparently they have a line of ancient ale.
Get out of here.
Where they use really old recipes. So they found this one, which is 3,500 years old.
Okay.
They found it at the foot of a coffin belonging to a female dancer in Denmark.
Okay, sure.
And
is it a private dancer?
Scientists tell us the recipe.
Science. Science says.
The recipe contained wheat, cranberries, myrica gale, which is another shrub, yarrow, meadow sweet honey, and birch syrup.
Okay.
So we don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, but maybe it could be good.
The strawberry Schwartz cake.
No, what? Strawberry Schwartz cake. Okay.
It's made with fermented strawberry puree.
I don't know how I feel about that. I like ciders that have a fruit taste. And I do like some fruit beers, but that seems like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Berries are kind of where I...
Yeah. You get a nose full of strawberry shortcake. And
you do a snortful.
And then it has a chocolate-covered strawberry finish. It's like kind of like, like a black and tan with fruit.
Mm-mm. No, it's too much. I don't think so, yeah. That's too much.
And then the next one is intentionally shitty lager.
Okay. I like the style already. And do they want to sponsor the show?
I know.
Intentionally shitty lager?
Yeah. It uses purposefully cheap ingredients.
Nice.
So it's described as the hot dog of beers.
I like it.
It's cheap and improper ingredients like flake corn and rice with malted barley and lightly hopped wort.
Sold.
It's just light, cheap craft beer.
Hey, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Like... intentionally shitty beer?
Yeah.
I like it. What's the name? What's the company called?
The Catawba Island Brewing Company in Ohio.
Nice. Ohio don't care.
They don't care.
They don't give a shit. They're like, Delaware, try to get fancy with your 35-year-old recipe. We got
3,500-year-old.
Oh, that's right, 3,500
years. Not 35 years.
3,500
years. That's a spring chicken beer.
Yes, that's new. They like a beer that's long in the tooth.
This one is a pirate stout, and it's brewed with spices and gunpowder.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wonder what that tastes like.
It has molasses, allspice, coriander, black pepper, tangerine zest, and gunpowder. Mm-hmm. And so...
Sounds like a cocktail.
Yeah.
Especially the gunpowder part at the end.
And then they make a joke about shooting your mouth off.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's the beer.
Yeah, who... marketing and advertising?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I love beer. I really like beer in the summertime. I'm trying to think of if there are any flavors that I would really like to have out there. And I gotta say, as a black person, I gotta go with grape. Sorry.
Grape?
Grape beer. What can I say?
I like a nice banana beer. I had banana nut.
How was that?
Good.
Really? Did it taste like bananas?
No.
Okay.
It just smelled like
it. See, that's the thing. I want my purple beer.
Yeah.
To actually taste like grape. Fanta. Like, I don't want it to be, you know, like, I want it to be a Fanta beer situation.
I don't know. That would be too much.
You don't like Fanta? Good Not memories.
Really. Not really.
No? Okay.
And then here's one which I was thinking about today, and it didn't do much for my lunch.
Okay.
This is called Beard Beer.
Oh, no. No. No.
It's not a play on words. This brew contains a wild natural yeast from brewmaster John Mayer's beard. Yes.
Why?
Once you get past the fact you're drinking microorganisms from some guy's beard.
I'm not getting past that. I'm sorry. There are a lot of things that I'm okay with. I'm a pretty open-minded person. I draw the line at this and cuddle parties. No. This is not right.
The beer, oddly enough, has a delightful, bready, malty body.
I am conservative on this, and I say no.
It has a subtle hop site, a spice, and a slight tang.
I read that you can find more bacteria in a man's beard in New York than you can by, like, licking a Subway pole.
Yeah, I read that, too.
They found E. coli in a beard.
You know,
bad decisions.
There was a period of time where, this was a couple of years ago, for some reason I got really, I thought a lot about beards and what's caught in them.
Okay.
And I just thought, oh my God, they're so dirty, just like this article you're talking about. I try to watch the movie War Horses, and in the beginning, it was all this outside shot of these older men with beards. I turned it off. I couldn't even watch
it. Was there like a bird in one of them or something?
I don't know. But I was just thinking, oh man, this is 1914, and these guys, you know, there's no... You know, plumbing, indoor plumbing, wherever they are. They're out in the country somewhere.
So your beard phobia stopped you from watching the film?
Yeah. But now I want to clarify
that I'm
over it. And I do think that some men look good with beards. And if I say you look good with a beard, I mean it.
I think that some men do look good with beards. But, like, you know, I have a thing about hair in general.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of long hair hanging down and things like this, it really just gets me. Like, I was on the train the other day with a woman who, I guess she felt her hair was luxurious. And she, like, whipped it in my face. Mm-hmm. And it was all I could do not to throttle her. Like, I feel like I should just carry a very small pair of scissors. And if that happens again, I'm just going to slice that shit off. Why would you be flinging your nasty hair? I mean, I just think about all the stuff that can get
into it. Yeah, there's a lot of things that get into it, yeah.
You know? And it gets all over the place. The beards, I'm just thinking about, like, during the day, do they have to, like, keep grooming them? Or
I think that a lot of men, especially in New York, they will wash. They know how to keep themselves
clean. But I'm
saying
during the day. Do you have to get in there and work with,
I would imagine. Like, yeah, after lunch you go in there and you check out what's going on.
Because it's a rare occasion that I'm, like, just quickly eating and I don't see, like, half a sandwich on my boob.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if a beard were in the way, do you know what I mean? If a beard were in the way.
Beards, I would imagine they get in the way.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but I'm not drinking. You know, that's kind of the idea that he makes a beer out of his beard.
Is that legal? This goes in the category with me with, like, the breast milk cheese and this kind of stuff. Like, you know, no thank you.
Yeah.
I don't
so
want
guys,
any
it's
food
not
from your beard.
Your beards are fine. Just wash them.
Yeah, just wash them. And maybe not culture anything from them.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not a good idea. So speaking of summer blockbusters, they are remaking National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah, I heard about this.
I never really understood this movie. I thought maybe it was a cultural thing. I don't know.
It was the whole Chevy Chase thing. Everyone loved Chevy Chase at the time.
Once again.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't get it. I didn't find it that funny. I've never found National Lampoon stuff that funny. But anyway, so apparently there were lots of these movies. They didn't just make Vacation. There were like several sequels, European Vacation, Christmas Vacation, Vegas Vacation. And now they're remaking it, and they're just calling it Vacation. And the father is now Ed Helms.
Okay.
And the wife is Christina Applegate. And right. they have somehow propped up Chevy Chase. He is in it. And then Beverly D'Angelo is in it as well. So I guess that they're the parents of, mm-hmm. this is, what is it, Rusty or whatever his name is?
Oh, is that Rusty? Ed Helms is Rusty now?
I guess so, yeah. And then they have these two hideous children who are also in it as well. So they're going to be redoing it. And yeah, the Griswold children have been played by different actors throughout installments. So I guess that doesn't matter for this film. Mm. And they're just going to try to remake this Vacation movie. I always thought this is one of those movies that, you know, when you're a little girl and you're not really aware of feminism,
yeah.
but you see something and you're like, this doesn't seem right for yeah. women. That's how I always kind of felt about a lot of National Lampoon stuff.
Yes.
Like, I'm not saying don't watch it, but I just, the reason why I haven't watched that stuff as an adult is because as a little girl, I used to watch some of their movies and think like, this doesn't seem like something is off here.
Oh, right. So you're talking about just the way,
the portrayal of women or the, and I have no problem with like sex antics, but it never seemed like in any of these movies that the women were like, the women were the joke instead of the women were, it's not like Anna Faris where the woman's making the joke or the woman is in control of the joke.
Yeah. The women were just like being whatever. They were minding their own business and then they were treated
and then
this
something
way.
That someone else thought was funny like happened to them
because of the way they think about a woman
because they were and it was so that's why I have never really watched any of the movies, but I like Ed Helms and he's pretty innocuous to the point of innocuous
so well, I like Ed Helms
it might be interesting to see
and how they do it
so that's coming back out to Vacation. Everything's a sequel this summer. I heard a nasty rumor that they're going to remake Jaws. I will stop that personally. I don't have a lot of power, but
you're gonna, you have a Twitter account.
I do have and a very strong opinion.
Yes.
In 140 characters.
Right.
No, I mean, there are a lot of remakes coming out. And it's just like, come on. Come on with something new.
Something new. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Use your imagination.
Yeah.
As we take things off the internet and talk about them.
As we talk about other people's stuff. I'm excited for Jurassic Park.
I am too. I'm looking.
Do you want to go see it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I will see it as many times. If anybody wants to see it with me, I will go as many times as I can.
Hey, before I go jam in Funkadelic Studios, I listen to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta and Katie.
Okay. Well, how can we talk about the summer without talking about how to act on the beach?
Oh, I know.
Beach etiquette.
Beach etiquette, yeah.
If the middle of summer has arrived, you're roasting kebabs on the grill, lounging by the pool, spending quality time with the kids who are home from school.
Okay.
It's not fun.
No.
So anyway, you head to the beach. And so here's a few...
You have a pool and you have kebabs, but you're like, I'm out of here. I want to get in a hot car. I want to fight with mom and dad.
I want to sit in traffic.
Yeah, I want to fight with my sister. And I want to get to the beach and try to claim a piece of sand, a plot of sand that's just a little bit bigger than me.
Yeah, and for myself. And hopefully nobody will...
steal all my shit.
Yeah. Sorry, that's the other problem. If you all want to go in the water together, it's like you leave your valuables. You can't.
I mean, I've never understood why they don't have some kind of like mechanism, whatever. I bet every other country probably has something.
Yeah.
And we don't.
Yeah.
Just like we don't let people pee. We don't let people safeguard the things at the beach.
Right.
So I'm American.
Okay. So number one, dress appropriately when you're on a beach. When you choose a swimsuit, remember to keep the family environment in mind. No.
So thongs. What family environment?
I don't care about anyone else's family. I'll wear what I want to wear.
Yeah.
If you would blush running into someone you know, your swimsuit is probably a little too revealing for the beach. What do
you
mean?
I'm black, so haha, I'm not one, people. I'm wearing whatever I want.
But what? I'm going to wear this, hoping nobody I know will see me. Now's my time.
I'm going to wear a t-shirt. I've always wanted to wear one of those t-shirts that says, what is it? Welcome to New York City, now get the fuck out. That's what I'm going to wear at the beach. Because I can't think of anything less appropriate. Have you ever seen them? Or that's like New York fucking city. That's what I'm going to wear at the beach. I'm going to wear that, and I'm going to wear, like, a Bush Gore thong.
Yeah, I'm going to wear the t-shirt that has the bikini body on it.
Yeah, those are the best.
Yeah. It says, minimize public displays of affection.
Huh? Okay.
With sparkling blue waters, gorgeous sunset, and your significant other by your side, the beach can be a romantic place. However...
We've already talked about how sex on the beach can lend you 12 to 15.
Yeah. Save your romantic gestures for when you're at home. Come on.
What are they talking about?
Don't
bone down. But I mean, you can be affectionate. I mean,
you can be affectionate. But also, you know what? I was in the, I think I was in the water with my boyfriend at the time. And we had our arms around each other, whatever. Yeah. And little kids are like, ew, ha ha, splash, splash. And I'm like, you're splashing us because we're hugging in the water.
Yes, they can cool it off.
I'm like, that's the only reason I can see not to do it because little kids will be like, don't.
Yeah, little kids will make fun of you.
Yeah.
And that's not romantic at all.
Doesn't hurt my feelings.
If there are kids who are like, ha ha, when you're trying to like have a kiss, that's not.
Yeah. I don't feel bad.
Mm-mm.
At all. All right. Give others their space. When possible, leave at least 5 feet of space between your beach setup and your neighbors.
Yeah. But it's not always possible.
Yeah, but some people don't. Yeah, but some people don't get it. They're like, "Oh, this is a good wind over here."
Yeah. Hey, how are you? No. Yeah, you should bring an extra towel, like a dummy towel, to set up and be like, "No, George will be right back.
Yeah.
He's just in the water.
Yeah.
We're watching his stuff."
Give others their space. Oh, that's I just said that.
You're trying to reiterate that. Basically, back up off Katie at the beach is what she's trying to say.
Did I mention that you should keep some space between you and others?
Back the F up.
Keep your music low. Not everyone's going to enjoy your taste for country music or hip-hop beats.
But you know what? You're at the beach, so whatever you hear is what you're going to hear. Sorry. I feel like that's one place where you want to put your music on loud. Go right a fucking head. I don't know what to say.
Oh, no. After turning your music on, make a lap around the area to check how far your tunes carry.
Really?
Then turn it up.
When you get back, it's not going to be there.
Oh, be mindful of your conversation. It's easy to forget your environment when you're having fun sunbathing with your friends.
This beach sounds awful.
I don't even know where I am sunbathing with my friends.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I'm going to talk about religion and politics.
Yeah. Be aware of your language and the nature of your conversation when children and families are within hearing range.
Mm-hmm.
So probably play our podcast out loud.
Yes. It's not safe for work, but it's safe for a beach.
It sure is.
Yeah.
You're not going to get fired from the beach.
No, nope, probably not. Probably not.
Be careful with the sand.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games until someone gets sand in their eyes.
Uh-huh.
Walk, don't run, next to sunbathers.
Obviously, yeah.
And wait to dust off your clothes and towels until you're in the parking lot. Or no, you go to the water's edge and you flick.
Yeah, or whatever. Like, that's not a huge concern. Like, is that a problem?
Guess people, people will, especially kids. I'll accept the child.
Yes.
And come near me.
I'll bury them neck to the neck.
Yeah.
You know, good luck.
I think I said it before in one show, but I did once pay little kids to remove jellyfish.
Now, is that kosher according to this or like what?
They got a nickel each.
Okay, that's fine.
For each jellyfish.
They were paid for their work.
And the other one is follow park rules. Regulations are in place so everyone can enjoy their day.
Oh, wow. This just sounds like no fun at all.
Yeah.
I distinctly remember as a teen going to a beach and seeing the rules and being like, piss on that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's like, so watch what you wear. Watch what you say.
Yeah. Watch who you're near.
Watch what.
Don't get romantic.
Yeah.
But enjoy the beach.
Yeah. Careful with that sand.
Yeah. And have a good summer.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.
And they, they struggle in school. You know why that is, actually? Because if you live in an area where the cutoff age is right around the summer, they're either, they're probably the youngest in the class.
Oh, the youngest one.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
The cutoff.
It depends on wherever you are. There's cutoffs at different times, too, in different places.
But aren't the people in, I would assume in the fall, are the oldest, right? Are they just making it in?
It depends on, I guess, in that area.
Why are we trying to do math? We don't know. Okay.
Well, we're girls. Yes. We should be a little smarter.
I mean, I was born in the summer, so,
yeah,
you know, clearly.